Noah, tata sa e rewe tu rahe te pap, mi tuku charix di charix, di skiri di pahuk staru.
Hello, my name is Jamie Nelson, but my given name is e rewe tu rahe te pap, which means good woman. I am Pawnee from the Skiri Band and the Pumpkin Vine Clan. I'm also Choctaw Navajo.
I am a Pawnee tribal member that does give me the opportunity to vote in non-tribal elections because, you know, we're considered American citizens now. But it also allows me to vote in our tribal elections for any type of seat within our Pawnee Business Council.
Growing up, there wasn't a real big interest in doing non-tribal elections. I just heard from a variety of people, you know, I don't understand why, there's no point. Our vote really doesn't count based on how the system's set up. Or they just didn't have the desire to because it didn't directly affect them how our tribal elections do. So I just never really had an interest because of that.
I think the main moment that made me realize that I want to vote was I was talking to my coworker, and we were just talking about different things, you know, about how we need to do more for our kids, more for our youth, more for our community. You know,
I'm the youth service coordinator for the Pawnee Nation. We do a youth supplemental funding for our tribal members from pre-K through 12th grade, and that's just to help them with school supplies, school clothes, bags, things like that. We also do an after-school program, which helps the school-age kids who need maybe, like, I don't want to say child care, but we watch them for a little bit until their parents get off work.
Bugsy, what am I asking?
There isn't a lot of economic development, which can lead to a variety of barriers. And it's something that we always try to talk to with our students and our youth to make sure that they, you know, go off and get an education. But once they get that education, you know, there's nowhere for them to come back home to. We don't have any job openings for them. We don't have any placements for them. So it's kind of like it's stagnant or something. There's no growth. There's no flourishment. We're just here.
At 657 Harrison Street. And it's pretty cool because our window is decorated. We have five war mothers with a veteran or a soldier holding our Pawnee Nation flag.
I decided to vote this year because I wanted to vote for Jaisha Lyons Echohawk.
Not only is she a strong Indigenous woman, but she's also the strong Pawnee woman. So she's really entwined with our culture and our community.
I think being able to vote for the first time as, you know, an Indigenous woman, a Pawnee woman, a Skiri woman, nonetheless, it's kind of really powering because you think about all your ancestors and your people, you know, who went to war for this country, who helped the government succeeding in expanding their territory, but weren't seen as people, weren't seen as, you know, equal to them. But nowadays, being able to vote, it's really empowering, and, you know, and I hope that it kind of pays tribute to all of those who sacrificed their lives and their homeland to say, you know, you struggled in this way. You know, they say that back in the day, fighting and actual fighting and battle, you know, that was what the war was. But the wars are nowadays are in the courtrooms. And so I'm very proud to be able to say I can vote as an Indigenous woman.